Ciao! Great news if you're thinking about joining our online Italian school. Doors are now officially open.
Due to growing demand, places are limited and we sometimes have to close registration early. So if you're interested, now's the perfect time to join. Click the link in the description to find out more.
Ciao Matteo!
Ciao Katie!
Come stai?
Bien!
Ma Matteo, you mean bene?
Oh yeah, well, I knew that of course. It must be because I was in Spain the other week. There, they say bien when someone asks you how you are.
Well, Diana, a teacher in our online Italian school, was actually telling me that it's quite a common mistake amongst students. There are quite a few mistakes like this when answering the question, come stai, that students should watch out for, even at quite high levels.
Well, let's do an episode about that.
In this episode, you'll learn how to answer come stai like the natives do and avoid three common mistakes. So, Matteo, what other mistakes do students typically make with this question?
Well, maybe I let you explain this one.
Okay. We'll talk about those mistakes soon, but let's start by seeing some examples of how natives reply first. Here's an example of a typical conversation after Matteo has just seen pineapple on a pizza. Ciao Matteo, come stai?
Bene, bene.
Bene? Dimmi Matteo, cos'hai?
Tutto bene.
Matteo, ti conosco.
Sto bene.
So he's not happy, as you can hear, non è contento about the pineapple pizza.
Mm-mm.
Let's go through the dialogue step by step. So first, I ask Matteo.
Come stai?
How are you? Literally.
Come.
How.
Stai.
You are. This is the you form of a really important verb in Italian, stare. It sounds a bit like stay, which is what it literally means. To ask how you are, Italians literally say, how you stay.
Come stai?
Then Matteo answered.
Bene, bene.
Fine, fine. Literally, well, well. This is a typical way to respond where Italians will just say bene twice. Remember that in Italian, you can't say good, which would be
buono.
You have to say bene, which means well. You can learn more about the differences between these words in an episode we did a while ago, number 20. Then we had...
Bene. Dimmi, Matteo. Cos'hai?
Well, tell me, Matteo, what's wrong? Word for word.
Bene.
Well.
Dimmi.
Tell me.
Cos'hai?
What's wrong? Broken down further, that's...
Cosa.
What.
Hai.
You have. This is a very native-sounding expression. To ask what's wrong, we literally say, what do you have? Cosa and I get squished together.
Cos'hai?
Then Matteo says,
tutto bene.
All okay. Literally,
tutto.
All or everything.
Bene.
Well.
Matteo, ti conosco.
Matteo, I know you. Word for word.
Ti.
You.
Conosco.
I know. And then Matteo replied.
Sto bene.
I'm fine. Word for word.
Sto.
Literally, I stay. The verb stare, but this time in the I form.
Bene.
Well. Attenzione. Be careful, because although this is the way you typically learn in your first Italian lesson, it actually sounds unnatural. It's similar to English. If someone says, how are you? And you say, I'm fine, it sounds a bit stilted. Most of the time, we just skip the I'm part and say, fine, thanks. In natural speech, most Italians just say, bene, bene, or bene, grazie, without sto. Matteo used sto in this case to give a lot of emphasis because he's really trying to drive his point home. I'm fine. Sto bene.
I had to force it because I'm not really fine. It's just so hard to see a good pizza ruined with pineapple.
Tutto bene, Matteo. Tutto bene.
I don't know.
Everything's okay. So to recap, three simple and native sounding ways to respond to come stai are...
Bene, bene. Bene, grazie. Tutto bene.
Now let's talk about another mistake to avoid. You've already heard bien, which is Spanish or French. It doesn't exist in Italian. And buono, which means good rather than well. Another common mistake is va bene.
Yes, in Italian, if someone asks you come stai, you can reply with va bene.
I think there are a couple of reasons people might make this mistake. The first is because we have the question come va, which means how's it going? So we might just assume that we can answer va bene, which literally means it goes well or it's going well.
But it sounds weird as an answer to come stai.
Come to think of it, it would sound a bit odd in English too if someone asks, how are you? And you reply, it's going well.
Sì.
And I think it could also be because in Italian, va bene has another more common meaning, which is okay. We use it like this when we want to accept something or agree with someone. For example,
vuoi mangiare fuori?
Va bene. Do you want to eat out? Okay. Because va bene means okay when we accept or agree, we might assume it means okay when we're talking about our health and well-being, as in, I'm okay, thanks.
Ha, huh, that makes sense. But yeah, in Italian, you can't use va bene to mean okay when you're talking about how you are.
To talk about health and well-being, we always use the verb stare with bene. For example, are you okay? Literally, you stay well. The you form of stare is stai.
Stai bene.
To say I'm okay, thanks, we say I stay well, thanks. The I form of stare is sto.
Sto bene, grazie.
And as we know, if we're using it as part of a casual conversation starter, we normally omit the sto.
Bene, grazie.
Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Ciao Matteo, come stai?
Bene, bene.
Bene? Dimmi Matteo, cos'hai?
Tutto bene.
Matteo, ti conosco.
Sto bene.
So we've learned a lot today. Aside from the fact that Matteo doesn't like pineapple pizza, You also learned that if someone asks you come stai, you should avoid saying bien, buono or va bene.
Instead, to sound like a native Italian, you should say bene, bene. Tutto bene, or bene, grazie.
To see everything written down and learn more native ways to answer come stai and test yourself with a quiz and vocabulary cards to help it all sink in, head over to our website by clicking the link in the description.
Or you can go to jovelanguages.com/Italian podcast and search for episode 89.
See you next time, or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.